This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. For further clues about how cutting taxes plays out in the real economy, we can look at states. Democrats often point to Kansas, where drastic tax reductions did not spark the expected economic growth, and lawmakers ultimately reversed the cuts. Republicans, on the other hand, like the example of North Carolina, where we find reporter James Morrison.
In 2013, North Carolina lawmakers did something similar to what congressional Republicans are trying to do today. They cut the state's corporate tax rate by more than 60%. And they reduced the income tax rate for the highest earners. North Carolina Chamber of Commerce President Lou Ebert says, as expected, companies have reinvested their newly untaxed earnings and created about 100,000 new jobs a year for the past 3 years in a row.
And the job creation numbers, I think, kind of speak to the fact that big picture, when you give companies more assets and more resources, they create more jobs. And that's certainly happened in North Carolina.
But the benefits of those tax cuts haven't trickled down to all workers.
Inflation, medical costs, and other things like that cut into what little they got as a tax cut.
That's Charlie Owen. He oversees 15 employees as owner of Fletcher Warehousing in the western part of the state. He calls the tax cuts short-sighted and says the money used for the cuts could have been spent creating a highly educated workforce. With an unemployment rate that's held steady at 4.1%, about the national average, the state has been scrambling to find and train enough skilled workers. North Carolina State University economics professor Michael Walden says economic growth above 2% has made up for some of the estimated $3 billion a year in lost revenue, but not all of it.
At the most, growth has offset maybe a third of that lost revenue.
The state's Democratic governor, Roy Cooper, is critical of the tax plan. He says wage gains have disproportionately benefited high-income earners. Economist Walden, though, points out there are benefits for low and middle income earners as well.
If you argue, well, it's created more jobs, therefore it has created better opportunities for people who maybe didn't have a job, I think that might be the big benefit.
Walden says theoretically, wages should start to rise as companies compete to attract workers. But looking ahead, the state legislature's Fiscal Research Division projects budget shortfalls of at least $1.2 billion starting in 2019. In Chapel Hill, North Carolina, I'm James Morrison for Marketplace.